Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. Welcome to the show today. We are delighted to have you join us for a very lovable and enjoyable show. Without further ado, let me welcome all of you from around the world.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Very excited about today's show. It's all about friendship and kindness, two of my favorite topics. Friends are such an important part of our lives. They are the people with whom we share meaningful and caring relationships, people who are there for us during the bad times as well as the good times. Sometimes it's also the kindness of strangers during a crisis that helps us weather life's storms. Join our health guru, Beverly Nadler, and your host, yours truly, Success Coach Joyce Barry, for a heartwarming and uplifting show about friendship and kindness with true stories, inspiring quotes, and humor. As I said, folks, these are my favorite topics. They always make me feel good. They always give me that warm, fuzzy feeling inside. And talking about warm and fuzzy, one of my best friends, your health guru, Beverly Nadler. Welcome, 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 my friend.
Hi, Joyce. It's a pleasure to be on this show. Thursday is one of my very favorite days, and I love this particular show because this particular one, I got to read some of the most amazing stories, uplifting, heartwarming, beautiful, and I'm just warmed by the thought of the things we're going to share with people today.
I'm really excited. Glad that you're excited. So where do you want to start? Friendship, kindness, very, very meaningful. We have stories, we have humor, we have so much more. So why don't you start?
Well, where I want to start is with a friendship, with recognizing how important friends are in our life. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a ton of friends, but human beings are meant to have people in their lives that they can share things with, that they can talk to, like we said, good times as well and bad times, that are sharing wonderful, meaningful relationships. It is important. It uplifts us. It gives us vibrations of energy that just a friend even holding your hand or listening to you when things go wrong, because life has, you know, both sides. And it's wonderful to celebrate the great times with your friends. But when things go wrong and you have a helping hand and a caring person, it totally transforms things. It actually helps you to be able to heal just to hold the hand of a person that you care about, that cares about you. We are meant to have people in our lives. And the sad thing is when we do have friends, and then there are times, you know, that we don't always agree with each other. There are falling outs. And you hear these sad stories of friends that have been in a deep friendship for years and years, and something happens and neither of them are willing to forgive and to allow that healing energy to come through. And it's a very, very sad thing. We need to recognize that we're created to be able to weather storms with our dear friends, and also, as we'll talk about second part of the show, strangers. I have the most remarkable stories of strangers. When I talk about friends, I do want to mention one thing, and I'm not talking about Facebook friends, thousands and thousands of people that are Facebook friends. There's a lot of problems with Facebook, but I do want to tell you about a Facebook story, Facebook friends, that literally changed people's lives. And that was extraordinary to me because, like everything else in life, we can use things for good and we can use things for not so good. A lot of people are very hurt through things that go on Facebook. But the story I'm going to share is just a beautiful story. But first, I want to stop. I've talked a long time, and see if Joyce has anything she'd like to say before I give this particular story, before I share it.
Well, I have tons I want to share, but you're on a roll, so you mentioned a story, so people want to hear the story. Go ahead.
Okay, here it is. It's literally called Teen Save Teen on Social Media. And these are two Facebook friends. They don't live near each other, but they're true Facebook friends. And one night, while they were talking, they were chatting online about the best way to reach at-risk kids. Now, understand, these are very special young people. One of them was 17, the other one 19. And they came across a teen's Facebook status that expressed suicidal feelings. He was posting apologies and goodbyes on his friends' walls, and they were really concerned about that. They had never met each other, but they were close friends, and they did not know this boy. But they each sent private messages to the troubled teen, and it happens that he lived in a school, same high school as one of the boys, and the boy actually went over, visited him, asked him to reconsider and literally chatted with the young man for hours. But even after that, the boy typed that he still planned to end his life. And so the teen who had been talking to him called the police. The police arrived at the boy's home in time to save him. And the next day, the boy texted these two Facebook friends and said, "If it wasn't for you, I'd be dead right now." And then the two young men said, "You know, to think that this kid's life was in our hands was really scary." And now these two young boys have created a teen suicide prevention page on Facebook called Hopeline for the number 4 teens. And then on Twitter and Tumblr, they have accounts for Encourage the Youth, another place where kids can ask for advice, post their thoughts, and support other kids. Is that a beautiful story?
It's heartwarming, and it was very good. It's good information. It's a good resource. It's something good to know. The Facebook story that I heard about was one where someone mentioned that she needed a kidney and got it from someone on Facebook, a total stranger that was totally blown away with that person's story and went to them and let them know via Facebook that they, you know, will check and see if they're a match, and they were. And that life was saved as well.
Yeah, there are some wonderful things that do happen. I've read other things. I've read where people posted the loss of their animals, dogs and cats, and they were found miles and miles away. I mean, when people use Facebook for what it was really intended, to help people, to communicate, to create true friendship, it's a beautiful thing. But every once in a while, far too frequently, we find that it is abused with people. They don't like other people's posts, and so they insult these people, and especially the young people are very hurt by it. I know I've read movie stars, other famous people say, "I will never, ever look on Facebook. I do not want to see any of the negative comments about me or about anybody else." So again, yes, it can be used for good, and it's wonderful when it is, but cherish our own friends, because it's been proven, I mean scientifically proven, that when we have good friendships, it actually helps us. It not only, when I say warms our heart because we feel good, everything is energy, and it literally changes our energy field. I am blessed to have just a few close, dear friends, one of whom happens to just be the host of this wonderful show, Joyce Barry and Friends. And Joyce is truly a friend. We're not only a personal friend to individuals that she's close to, but she has another outreach all over the world, because it's an international show, bringing information, motivation, inspiration, and it is more than a pleasure, it's an honor to call you, Joyce Barry, my dear friend.
Ditto here as well, and we go back a long time, and yes, we have our differences, but no matter what, we have unconditional love for each other, non-judgmental love for each other, a definite role model of what a really good friendship is all about. I love that you're on the show every week. I love that you've been in my life for so long. I love that we can say anything to each other. So I do love you too, dear, dear, dear friend, Beverly Nadler.
Thank you. I also know that there is a friend in your life, he's passed on, but somehow, in spite of that, and it's something that people, I think, should realize, if they have loved and cared of someone who has passed on, that person, that energy, that spirit, that soul can still be with them. And I know you have that wonderful experience. I don't have it with friends. I have it with my mom, but I know that it can be with friends, and this is what this show is about. Last week was our show about mom, and I in fact mentioned that. It is something that you can still, because in truth, you know, we are really spiritual beings living in a physical form. When the physical form leaves the spiritual being, it does not. So we can communicate with and continue to send love and caring to our friends on the other side who are also doing the same thing for us. That is truly my belief.
Yeah, that's my belief as well. I do believe it. I feel so connected. Michael Wyman, he should rest in peace, but I feel very connected to him. But the thing I'll never forget, occasionally we co-led seminars together, and before one seminar, and it was a work talk, Marion Carpin, she should rest in peace, her space that we were co-leading a seminar, and we stood next to each other, looking into each other's eyes, and he said, "Joyce, I promise you, if I pass first, I will find a way to communicate with you. I promise you, I will communicate with you." He did say that. How unusual is that for someone to say that? But I do feel we communicate every single day. And he passed quite a while ago. But he just was so special. He was so extraordinary that when he passed, the synagogue, literally a huge synagogue, had standing room only from people all over the country. And everyone that got up to talk spoke as if he was their best friend, because that is how he made you feel.
Yes, he created, I think it was the power of acknowledgement. And that's so important. And it's a wonderful thing to recognize that one of the things that we can do with our friends, for our friends, is to acknowledge the good things about them. Yes, there are times when a good friend, what I say, needs to or feels impelled to help a friend by telling them some of the things that may not be so good and helpful in their life. But the more that we can acknowledge people for the good that they are, just for being themselves, for the caring that we feel about them, that is such a gift that we can give to our friends, to acknowledge them. And that was one of the beautiful things about Michael. I met him through you. I didn't have a long relationship with him because, unfortunately, as we know, he passed on. But he told you that at Marion's, because I remember you telling me that, long before he passed on. It's a
yes.
Very fascinating thing, and I know that you have told me at times you could feel his energy around you. And this is the thing that we want you to understand about friends. They don't leave you when their body leaves. They really do not. And you don't need to leave them, but acknowledge them while they're still here. Acknowledge all of your friends for whatever you can think of. The simplest thing makes people feel good. And in today's world, there's so much that's going on that people don't feel good about, get much too attached to the news, a lot of the news, which is certainly not wonderful. We need to do as much as we can for others. You're showing them our gratitude and appreciation within our heart. And you know what? Whenever you show gratitude and appreciation, you feel different. This is a very high vibration, as people know that listen to the show. I'm all into energy. It's a very high vibration, a very positive vibration. So we benefit as much from the sharing of wonderful thoughts, of good thoughts, of our caring as the person that we give it to.
On a lighter note, I want to share some quotes with you folks on friends. These are some of my favorites. I got these from the website Ignited Quotes. A friend is someone who lets you have total freedom to be yourself. If you have crazy friends, you have everything. Best friends are the ones who hate the same stuff. True friends don't judge each other. They judge other people together. No matter how serious life gets you still going to have that one person you can be completely stupid with. It's nice to have someone in your life who can make you smile even when they are not around. The antidote of 50 enemies is one friend. If you have a friend as weird as you, you have everything. The language of friendship is not words, but meanings. A best friend, 1 million memories, 10,000 inside jokes, 100 shared secrets. Friendship is the key to everything. You can't describe your best friends in words. You can describe them with memories that you had with them. Best friends are people who will make your problem their problems just so you don't have to go through them alone. A true friend never gets in your way unless you happen to be going down. And the last two, true friends are those who, when you make a fool of yourself, don't believe that this condition is permanent. And friends are what God gives you to make up for your family.
Well, that's beautiful. I have one that I want to add to that. A friend is one who knows you as you are, understands where you've been, accepts who you become, and still gently invites you to grow and stay with you in caring relationship.
Very, very good indeed. Indeed. So friends are now and have always been a significant part of my life. From the time I was in public school, I was always blessed with countless friends, and I always had one or two best friends. I just got pictures of my best friend from high school, my best friend from junior high school. So, yes, I was always blessed to have a house full of people that were my friends. Very, very important. And you don't feel alone when you have people rooting for the same things you're rooting for, caring for the things you care about. So, indeed, it's wonderful to have friends. What's also wonderful, folks, I promise you, is for you to listen to this show every day. It's always positive. It always has a warm message. And here in Beverly's words is why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner. Great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry and Friends.com, A-N-D spelled out. And that is the homepage of the radio show, Joyce Barry and Friends.com. On the upper left, you'll see my picture Under the picture, you'll see follow. Simply by clicking on that, you can join the thousands of people that follow our show. What's great about that is you'll always know about our shows. They're also posted on Facebook, on Twitter. You could check that out through Joyce Barrie, B-A-R-R-I-E, Facebook and Twitter. But on that homepage, when you click follow, you'll know all about our shows that way. The best part about the archives that you can hear every show 24/7 in our archives is that if you, on the upper right, go to the search bar, you Google Beverly Nadler, every one of her shows will come up. All you need to do is click on it so you don't miss any of her shows if you become a fan of Beverly's. If you put in friendship, all our friendship shows will come up. So you can search by the guest, you can search by the topic. It makes it real simple to get the information you want. You can forward the links, you can have the link, you can post the links. So do become a fan favorite in Joyce Barrie and Friends.com, also on Facebook and Twitter. I want to mention to you Beverly's website at this time. It's Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. Give them a reason to go to your website, Beverly.
It is loaded with information for health, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. It's meant for you to find the things that are meaningful in your own life. And there's also my books are listed there. You can click on them and find out what other people have said and think about why you might want to get one of them. My poetry is on there. My work with clients as a reprogramming coach, that's on there. And a lot of information on health and healing and spirituality and the mind. So it's an information website. I've done the research, and I am so pleased when people do go there and let me know how it has helped them to find resources for the things that are important to them. So thank you for sharing that website, Joyce.
My pleasure. So I want to share next my favorite, I don't know if you want to call it a poem, but it's something that's the most special to me about relationships. And it's called A Reason, A Season, and A Lifetime. And it's by my favorite author of all time, Anonymous. That is my favorite because Lord knows they're all over the world and they have the most extraordinary quotes and jokes. So this is by Anonymous. People come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. When you know which one it is, you will know what to do for that person. When someone is in your life for a reason, it is usually to meet a need you have expressed. They have come to assist you through a difficulty, to provide you with guidance and support, to aid you physically, emotionally, or spiritually. They may seem like a godsend, and they are. They are there for the reason you need them to be. Then, without any wrongdoing on your part or at an inconvenient time, this person will say or do something to bring the relationship to an end. Sometimes they die, sometimes they walk away, sometimes they act up and force you to take a stand. What we must realize is that our need has been met. Our desire fulfilled, their work is done. The prayer you sent up has been answered, and now it is time to move on. Some people come into your life for a season because your turn has come to share, grow, or learn. They bring you an experience of peace or make you laugh. They may teach you something you have never done. They usually give you an unbelievable amount of joy. Believe it, it is real, but only for a season. Lifetime relationships teach you lifetime lessons, things you must build upon in order to have a solid emotional foundation. Your job is to accept the lesson, love the person, and put what you have learned to use in all other relationships and areas of your life. It is said that love is blind, but friendship is clairvoyant. I want to thank you, Beverly Nadler, for being a part of my life. Whether you are whether you were a reason, a season, or a lifetime. But having known you as long as I do, clearly it is and will continue to be a lifetime. Love you.
Thank you for that, Joyce. I'm listening to that, and there are so many truisms and beautiful expressions in there. And, you know, it helps if people can keep that in mind, that some people who just leave are meant to leave because exactly what you talked about. The anonymous person that wrote that wrote something truly, truly beautiful, and thank you for sharing that. It is a kindness that you shared that. And the reason I said it that way is because let's move on to kindness, because certainly we want our friends to be kind, but also, as you mentioned before the show actually was underway, just introducing it, there is the kindness of strangers that is so beautiful and so meaningful. And I don't know, I know you're a wonderful quote person, and perhaps you can start off with some quotes on kindness to get us started. I have some amazing stories.
My favorite quote is just from Ellen. It's in its simplicity. I love the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I watch it or tape it every day because she does so many acts of kindness. She takes ordinary people and she finds out about these extraordinary things they do and then really takes care of them in ways you can't imagine. If they need a car or a home, she has the resources and the will to get it to them. She ends every single show with "be kind to one another." Every show, "be kind to one another." And it, like you mentioned earlier, the world we're in today, we really need a lot more kindness, a lot more love. And so that simple quote, "be kind to one another," she has never ended a show without getting that in. What are your quotes on kindness?
Oh, I have one particular one that stood out for me. It was from Franklin Delano Roosevelt. "Human kindness has never weakened the stamina or soften the fiber of a free people. A nation does not have to be cruel in order to be tough." And, of course, he saw us through a world war, but he was promoting kindness, which is so important. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "You cannot do a kindness too soon, for you never know how soon it will be too late." That was something else that impressed me. But here's a humorous one. "Kindness consists in loving people more than they deserve."
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm
Hello?
Here.
Oh.
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Let me talk about the story. This is an amazing thing, and I did not know about it, and I have Netflix, there is apparently a program called The Kindness Diaries, a series on Netflix. Have you ever heard of it, Joyce?
What on Netflix?
Oh, okay. So you might. I do have Netflix, but there's tons and tons of shows on there. Anyhow, there's a man. His name is Leon Logothetis. Hope to pronounce it right. He was a London broker. And he said, disillusioned and frustrated, he wanted a job that was more meaningful. Now, I want to say right at the beginning, this man comes from a very wealthy family. His family owns a $1 billion shipping business. But he himself wanted something more meaningful in his life. And he said he was walking down a boulevard in Hollywood, and he saw a sign. This is back in 2013. Scrawled on a cardboard box by a homeless man. And the sign said, "Kindness is the best medicine." Now, I'm sure many people have seen that sign, but something's happened inside this man that is absolutely amazing. He decided to turn his revelation because he said it was an epiphany when he saw that sign, into a franchise to promote kindness. And he traveled around the world looking for kindness in strangers and then repaying their generosity in very dramatic fashion. He said, everyone I thought I was mad, he said, but he's currently having the third season of this show. And some of the things that have happened, he would be riding around on either a yellow motorbike or a VW Beetle, traveling to big cities, small towns, relying solely on the strangers he meets for shelter, food, and gas. And as a result of that, which because I guess his intention was so strong, he found this all along the way, and he repaid the Good Samaritans with good deeds of his own. And some of the good deeds, some of the biggest good deeds, is that he built the second floor of a school for underprivileged children in Peru. He was feeding orphans in Costa Rica. He helped in Ecuador. He helped to save 100 stray dogs. He's helped people individually. He's built projects. He will continue to do that. And apparently they are on the show, The Kidney, The Kindness Diet Diaries. And he has spent over $200,000 of his money for this project. He's now headed off to Scotland through to Singapore for the third show. He has a new book out called Go Be Kind. And he says, my definition of kindness is simply helping someone so that they can feel less alone. And when you're doing that, you're being kind.
Absolutely. I'll share some others with you. I mention Ellen because it is so significant to end her show every single day that way. It is one of my most heartfelt shows that I love watching because it gives me a warm glow inside. These quotes are by famous people. Jackie Chan says, sometimes it takes only one act of kindness and caring to change a person's life. Harold S. Kushner was a very famous rabbi. His quote is, do things for people not because of who they are or what they do in return, but because of who you are. Princess Diana says, carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward, save in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same for you. Andrew Iskander, because that's what kindness is. It's not doing something for someone else because they can't, but because you can. Scott Adams says, remember, there's no such thing as a small act of kindness. Every act creates a ripple with no logical end. And if anyone knows about ripple effects, that would be you, Beverly, because you believe in vibrational harmony.
Absolutely. And they even call it, it's called the butterfly effect also. And they use an expression, you know, which is, sounds like, what? You know, when a butterfly flaps its wings, you know, in China, something happens in Kentucky. I mean, that kind of thing. And what it's saying is that we're all connected. So when we do an act of kindness for someone, it ripples out, and there are many more acts of kindness as a result. And I do have some specific stories about that that I'll share when you have said as much as you want to say at this particular moment, because we both have a lot to say about kindness.
I'll just share one more quote because it's so extraordinary. Barbara DeAngelis, love and kindness are never wasted. They always make a difference. They bless the one who receives them, and they bless you, the giver. And that's the point I really want to stress here, that when you give kindness, it's a blessing to you, so much so. Unexpected kindness, one more I'll throw in, Bob Carey, is the most powerful, least costly, and most underrated agent of human change. Kindness does change people when they impact their lives. So don't miss a beat. Be kind to one another, as Ellen would say.
Beautiful.
Go ahead.
Beautiful. I'm going to talk about a more of a rippling effect, but you brought up something about how it makes a person feel when they're kind. And many people may be watching the American Idol now, and one of the judges is Luke Bryan. He's a country star, and he has a farm. And he opens up his farm. Every week they open it up to children. They invite children, including patients from various hospitals, and especially St. Jude, because one of his nieces actually had a congenital heart disease and passed on. St. Jude had taken care of her. And they invite, his wife's name is Carolyn. Carolyn and I just love every opportunity to let the kids come here, some of whom are healthy, some of whom are disabled, some of whom are handicapped, and they have some fun, whether it's playing with the animals, fishing in our pond, or going mudding, whatever that is. For us, it's putting smiles on their faces, and that puts smiles on our faces.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here's one with a truly beautiful rippling effect. Is a woman in 1992, this began, was overhearing someone talk about her job as an elementary school secretary. And she said it made her sad because a little boy came into her office crying that his feet hurt. And so the woman who was working at the school, at the elementary school, asked him what was the problem. And what she found is that the little child had outgrown his shoes and his impoverished parents turned his toes under, laced up the shoes, and sent him to school. Well, obviously, that was very, very painful for this child. And so the woman who was hearing this said, well, why didn't the school official just buy him shoes? And the woman answered, they wouldn't know where to start. We have hundreds of kids just like him. And so this woman, name is Elodie McGurk, decided to make a start for this herself, and she went to the school, introduced herself to the president, persuaded the president of the school, the principal, not the president, sorry, to measure the feet of 35 needy children. And then she posted each child's shoe size on a bulletin board where she worked, which was a college in California. And 2 days later, she had 35 pairs of brand new sneakers, courtesy of faculty, staff, and students. And that deed had a rippling effect, to quote you. It grew into the nonprofit Shoes That Fit. It's actually shoesthatfit.org, if anybody wants to look it up and wants to donate some shoes to needy people. It has since donated 2 million pairs of new shoes to needy students of more than 2,300 schools in 45 different states. And there's this comment that she made. She said, shoes are something so simple that can create a huge difference in a child's life. New shoes make kids feel like they matter. It's powerful.
Well, speaking of someone who makes people feel like they matter, speaking of kindness, speaking of friendship, here's our mutual friend who wanted to bop in and join us today, Peter Mark. Hi, Peter. You are most kind for jumping in, and clearly you are a mutual friend.
Well,
hello.
Thank you, dear. Yes, hello, Donna. Hello to two of my most favorite people in the whole world, Joyce and Beverly. Yes, I actually am in between driving and going to a doctor's visit, but I wanted to pop on and tell both of you how much I love you, how much you mean to me. And I was just listening to Beverly's story about the children with shoes, and what a blessing, what a miracle.
Oh, so nice to have a friend, a dear friend to both of us, bopping on. I don't even know if you knew that this was a show about friendship. Did you know that?
I Yeah, I didn't until I had an angel that called me this morning, and the angel gave me the information.
Well, how delightful. It's really always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to hear your voice. And, of course, when you're on the show, which I think is monthly, you're on the show, and you're sharing things with people, and you are, in a sense, a stranger who becomes their friend because you really help them with the things that you talk about with your gift, both in astrology and in your psychic awareness. So thank you so much for being there and for being our friend.
Well, I consider myself very fortunate that I have two blessed souls in my life, you and Joyce. And, yeah, I have people actually lately that are sending me text messages. Like, we're listening to all of her shows. When are you coming back on? So we'll have to address that at another time. But I did call in just to let you know that I love the program. I love you both. You both give your love and your heart and your being to the Joyce Barry and Friends show. And I'm delighted that I could call in and participate in this and listen to both your wonderful wisdom and your generous love that you give to everybody when you're on the program.
Thank you so much.
Since you're our favorite psychic for sure, world-renowned psychic, what message do you want to leave our audience today? Something that can uplift us. We need some of that as well.
Well, the uplifting part is we're going through a transition right now, and I feel we are going to be the better for it. I do see positive changes coming internationally, and that has to do with people evolving to a higher level of consciousness. And believe it or not, I did want to say this, and I'm just getting this angel message. People can help change the world, and I'm saying the world, when they tune into your programs and you elevate them to a much higher level, going from the mundane world into the spiritual level of people understanding that we have to collectively, as God's children, come together. We can't leave it to everybody else. It starts with each one of us. And as long as we can project love every day, forgive our enemies, and those enemies are to become, if we can, friends. But I really feel collectively, and especially through your radio show, we can achieve that. So I'm going to leave that note with both of you. But we are going through great changes, and I really see them being very positive.
Wow.
Thank you for that message. Thank you for being a big part of our life. Thank you for the contributions you always make to Joyce Barry and Friends Radio Show. And, folks, you can hear Peter Marks' great prophecies. Just go to our website, joycebarryandfriends.com, upper right search bar, click on Peter Marks. All his shows will come up. So you might want to do that. Thank you, Peter Marks. God bless you and your family.
And you too, and I love you both, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
To you as well. I want to go back a moment because we're talking about friends and all of that. There are just a few more that brought a smile to my face. I have a thing about wanting to leave them laughing. Linda Grayson said, "There's nothing better than a friend unless it is a friend with chocolate." Ralph Waldo Emerson, "It is one of the blessings of old friends that you can afford to be stupid with them." Greg Tamblyn, "Friends are people who know you really well and like you anyway." Marlene Dietrich, "It's the friends you can call at 4 a.m. that matter." My dear, dear friend Oprah, "Lots of people want to ride with you in the limo, but what you want is someone who will take the bus with you when the limo breaks down." Otto Van Bismarck says, "Love is blind. Friendship tries not to notice." Clifton Fadiman, "One measure of friendship consists not in the number of things friends can discuss, but in the number of things they need no longer discuss." Lawrence Peter, you can always tell a real friend when you made a fool of yourself and he doesn't feel you've done a permanent job. And J. McInnery, the capacity for friendship is God's way of apologizing for our families. Aaron Machado, the imaginary friends I had as a kid dropped me because their friends didn't know that I exist. This is so true, so true. Best friends loan out DVDs knowing they'll never be seen again. Sam Butler, friendship is like money, easier made than kept. Wendy Jean Smith, never tell your friends I told you so, even when you did. And then Diane Van Furstenberg, when a woman becomes her own best friend, life is easier. So those are ones I really wanted to share with you folks as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. I want to share a story of a four-year-old boy. A four-year-old boy. It is an amazing story. He was watching television, Animal Planet, with his father, and they were talking about a mother panda leaving her cubs. And so the father told him that the cubs would be homeless for a while. And the young boy, his name was Austin, didn't know what homelessness meant, but he was sad, and he wanted to know more. And so his father took him to the Firehouse Ministries, a local shelter that provides housing, food, and other services for homeless men. And when they drove by the building, they saw a group of 25 homeless men standing on the street. And Austin, the child's name, understand, he's 4 years old, he said, they look sad. Can we take them some food and make them smile? And that day, this little boy used his allowance, and he gave each man a Burger King sandwich, and he handed the food out himself, seeing that their presence meant, seeing what their presence meant at the ministry. And the next week he came back again, dipped into his piggy bank, and brought them sandwiches, and he handed it to them, to each one, and he said, don't forget to show love. And he returned every week for 5 weeks, and then his acts of kindness spread through the social media, the national news outlets, Burger King, this is again showing the ripple effect. Burger King jumped aboard, agreeing to donate $1,000 a month for an entire year to the same cause. Soon, churches and shelters across the country began inviting this four-year-old boy to come distribute food to other poverty-stricken people. And he went from Skid Row in Los Angeles to parts of Puerto Rico affected by Hurricane Maria, and he could feed 25 to 50 people at a time before, but now, because the communities and corporations had decided to support, they could feed 800 to 2,000 people at once. He's improving lives of those he meets wherever he goes. He 4 years old, he talked to a man named Raymond, and he showed his respect. The man, 41 years old, was so touched that it just changed, completely changed his life. He kept in touch with the child and the child's father, and then he decided he worked for the Department of Transportation, and he decided to get all the credentials he needed to get his own driver's license, and he did things that he had never done before because of the inspiration of this four-year-old child, and he was able to get an apartment. Before that, he too was a homeless person. And so this child, Austin, the four-year-old, passion became his family's calling. And after they raised money through GoFundMe page, they established the Show Love Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to fighting homelessness. And Austin, the four-year-old, serves as president. By the way, this article came out in this year. So he may at the beginning of the year, so he could be five by now, but he was 4 years old when this began. And they're now talking to different cities to establish more and more ministries, all because a four-year-old said, "Daddy, they look sad. Can I take them some food and make them smile?"
Wow. What a heartwarming story. So, folks, as we are wrapping up the show today, I want you to think of kindness and what you can do, you personally. My favorite kind of kindness are those random acts of kindness, volunteering, being flexible. When you see something, you not only say something, you do something, whatever that is. I especially like Secret Santas, like Tyler Perry this year, who I think it was Walmart, it could have been Kmart, I don't know which mart it was, but he went to the whole town where they were paying it out, and he picked up the care for everyone. So when they got there to pick up their Christmas gifts, they were extraordinarily surprised to find out that it was all paid for. Those kind of things. Beyonce went into Walmart shoppers when she was having an album come out, and she was so thrilled that that day her record was going to come out that she took the microphone from the store and she said, "I want to send everyone a little gift. For everyone in the store right now, the first $50 of your holiday gifts are on me. Merry, Merry Christmas from Beyonce." And according to Boston.com, she handed out 750 gift cards, totaling a whopping $37,500. She did that in the spur of the moment. It wasn't planned. When you get that inspiration, when you get that vibration. And life is short, so I ask you, if that's something you, some way you want to impact people and make a difference, I ask you, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, "If Not Now, When?" We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? Beverly Nadler, thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing this great show with us today. Do you have a poem you want to wrap up our show with?
Friendship, that's the name of the poem. If you ask me what is a friend, I'd say a friend is many things. A friend is someone who allows you to be and accepts you unconditionally and sees beyond your vulnerability. It's someone you can depend upon, someone who makes you feel good about yourself, doesn't expect perfection, gives before she takes, and when you make a mistake, she doesn't judge. She's just there, and you know she cares what happens to you. Friends can get angry, friends can get tough, but they'll support you when the going gets rough. Friends understand the inner messages of tears unshed, without words being said. The bond between them has no strings. Friendship is such a wonderful thing. Friendship transcends time and space. You don't need to be in the same place. Through years and miles, you feel the smiles and the love you give to one another. And no matter how long it's been since the last time you've seen each other, it always feels like yesterday, because friends are only a heartbeat away.
Bravo, bravo, bravo. Once again, knocked it out of the ballpark. Love having you share your amazing original poems on our show. Thank you for your insights, your research. And folks, I want to wrap up with this special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. My prayer for all of you. Also, what I want for you is to be happy and enjoy life. And in that note, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.